ABC Listen.
Yololehu. Sorry.
This studio is really big.
It's huge. And being set up in the valley between two mountain ranges.
I know. Sometimes it's like you got to yell out to find you. So, yeah, that's what we do. Well, you know how I could also find you?
How's that?
Your squeaky chair.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah. That is actually what I heard first. I was like, where is he? Oh, there he is. And you were right in front of me. That's good that I found you. I feel like we're back for something. In this big cavernous space.
It's like
space.
We've been on some sort of adventure, some kind of saga.
Not to chin wag. Kind of we've already done that. We've caught
kind
up.
We've
had a little...
Quest? Story Salad Quest Mode!
Sorry. We got a bit obsessively distracted trying to find each other, but we are back for Story Salad Quest Mode. How silly of us. Let's get started. Story Salad Quest Mode, you all know the drill, but there might be a lovely listener who's never heard these things before. And
welcome.
These are important. Welcome first. Yes, of course.
Thanks
welcome,
for coming in.
Welcome to this big cavernous space that is the Story Salad Quest Mode studio. It changes with every story we're telling you. Tomorrow we might be in a tiny, you know, box.
You never know.
Or we might be under the sea. Anyway, get back to it, Matt. Story Salad Quest Mode is where we, Carlo and Matt, make up a completely improvised, made-up on-the-spot story. Never been rehearsed before.
Never.
Completely just coming out of us. And instead of getting words from our lovely listeners, you are all sending in story salad starters. So you're sending us in the beginning of the story and then we have to finish it.
And we've only got 4 minutes to do it. And when we hear this sound, that means we've got to wrap that little story up.
Yeah, that's it.
What do you think, Matt?
Well, welcome to the chaos.
Should we get a story salad starter?
Should we? All right, let's get our story salad starter for today's
Story Salad Quest Mode!
Hi, my name's Anderson and I'm 12 years old. Under the sea, there's a house hidden under the water, surrounded by fish and sea creatures. The house looks just like yours and mine, but why is it under the waves? No one knows who lives inside, but the lights come on sometimes. But who would live inside?
I hear you ask. Well, today, on Under the Sea with Matthew Attenborough... We're taking you on a mystery to find out who lives in the house under the sea where the lights come on sometimes. Join me in my scuba suit. Here is a passing dolphin. Excuse me. Excuse me, Tursiop trinchatus. That is their scientific name.
That's right. Well, that's... You've cut right to the core of me. You have indeed. I'll help you with anything you want.
Oh, well, funny enough, I need to know. See that house over there?
Oh, no, not the house!
And there goes the dolphin. Oh, all right, I'll just swim around for a bit until I find the next under-the-sea wildlife that can help me. Oh, and here is a octopus. Good day to you, Octopus, sir.
Oh, yes.
My name is Sir Matthew Attenborough.
Oh, Sir Matthew Attenborough, what a pleasure to meet you.
Yes.
May I shake your hand?
Of course you can.
And with another tentacle and another one.
Yes,
and another one. That's how we octopuses shake hands.
I forgot when I shake an octopus' hands, one must shake it 8 times.
Yes, I've got 4 now, right tentacles and 4 left tentacles.
Focus.
Oh, yes.
Focus.
Pardon me, sorry.
We are here on a mission to discover who lives in the house.
Not the house!
I will not get frustrated. I'm just going to turn to my producer, also in a scuba suit. This is not going well.
I think that's going
you
great.
Said that
this
you sent
all, this is all good.
Little pre-interviews into the animals that live around here, and they were happy to be interviewed about the people who,
Matt,
who might live in the house.
This is all looking great. It's great vision.
Okay.
Beautiful.
I feel like this is not going to be a very entertaining episode.
Color coming through in the water. It's really a visual experience.
We still haven't got to who lives in the house.
Wait.
That's what we've been sent here to do.
Why don't
that's
you try knocking on the door? That'll look good.
Well, I always try not to interrupt with the wildlife. It's my job to stand back, but I feel like this is one of those instances where I must take charge.
I think that sounds right. I think
knock
sounds
on the door
wonderful.
Of the house who back lives under the sea to find out why the lights come
back,
on.
Back your instinct. It's going
right,
to be
I'm
good.
I'm swimming over. Here
this
I go.
Looks good. Keep the camera rolling.
All right. Get a profile shot. Here we go.
Hello. You have business for Poseidon, King of the Sea? Retire.
Oh, I'm trying not to fangirl. I've been...
1 minute!
I've been a wildlife documentarian for almost 40 years now. And...
What's that now?
Sorry.
What are you saying?
I'm a really big fan. I'm a wildlife expert documentary. And you're the king of the ocean.
Yes.
This is your house.
Yes, once I retired,
wow.
I just wanted a little cottage.
This
here
is where you live.
Yes.
I always thought you would live in a majestical coral kingdom, but you've really downgraded, haven't you?
I did. I downsized, you know.
To a little house.
And I raised cockle shells and silver bears.
Wow.
Yes.
I must say, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Well, it's lovely to meet you too, yes.
Oh, sorry, I've gone all giggly.
No. Not every day you meet the king of the sea,
wow.
You know.
And can I ask, why do the lights come off and on sometimes?
I'm having an issue with one of the fuses, yes.
Of course, because electrical currents underwater would be really risky.
It's been a real risk, yes.
Well,
that's right.
Can we get a picture for
I'd
socials?
Love that. Oh, yes, of course.
Wow, well, there you have it, everyone watching. It's Poseidon who lives in the house under the sea with the lights. Come on, I feel this is probably the greatest episode of Sir Matthew Attenborough's wildlife explorations
in the whole wide world!
Lovely to meet you.
Oh, it's a pleasure, as well, yes.
Thank you.
Would you like to come in for some blubber?
Would I? Well, that
there
solves that mystery.
Yeah, it was Poseidon.
Of course it was Poseidon. Who else would it be living in a house under the sea?
Retirement cottage, you know, raising cockle shells.
Well, I feel like a house is very much human, like human-focused. I feel like animals would live. So, of course, it was someone like
human-ish.
And it was Poseidon.
Oh, yeah. It makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. What did you think of that, Anderson?
That was amazing. Wow. I love the part where they find out who was living inside the house. I knew it was going to be, Poseidon, maybe someone from, I don't know, The Little Mermaid, like Ursula.
Oh, yes.
It's really an honor to have Matt say my story and continue it on. It's really amazing.
Of course, because we solved the mystery of who was in the house.
And
under
the flickering
sea.
Lights.
Wow. If you were the king of the sea, of the ocean, what would you do for, with your powers for a day?
With my powers for a day?
Yeah, if you were the king for a day.
Probably learn to surf for the first time.
You would be the most amazing surfer because you'd always have the perfect wave.
That's right. I'd make a nice low wave to learn, and then I'd get bigger and bigger, and then I'd do barrel roll, I guess.
Wow. I would make the coolest, most fun whirlpool.
Oh, yeah?
And just get all my friends in it just to be like...
Because then they know it's a perfectly safe whirlpool.
Exactly.
You're going to pull them out of the bottom.
I can just, with my trident, just stop it when I want.
Yeah.
And be a beautiful, calm ocean again.
I love that.
What would you do if you were the king of the sea, lovely listener? Have a think about that. Or if you have a story salad starter to send us, you can send it to us on the ABC Kids Listen website, or you could even try one right now,
Wherever you are, take the headphones off. Turn the radio down low and you just do a story salad quest mode right down by yourself.
It's that easy. It's easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Well, I think we're done for the day. We better start trekking back home because it's a trek to get out of this studio. It's like a 4-hour hike.
I've got a herd of alpine cows that need milking, so I better get up there.
Oh, and I've just, I get home by taking the toboggan.
Oh, yeah.
Down that slope. My
beautiful.
Card's waiting at the bottom. So I better go on. All right.
All right.
Bye.